All right, so you know how we like to do these deep dives,
Yeah.
right? Taking something you all send in and kind of pulling it apart, seeing what's really inside.
Exactly.
So this time, you sent in something really interesting, an article called Why Spectral Binary Was Created and How It's Already Changing the Way We Read Meaning.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to unpack this whole idea of spectral binary, which sounds very sci-fi, but actually is this really fascinating way of thinking about language.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of tone and emotion.
Totally.
So let's just start right at the beginning. What is spectral binary?
Okay, so spectral binary, it's basically a new approach to understanding language and meaning.
Yeah.
And it's based on the idea that instead of thinking of things as just, ones and zeros, yes or no, on or off,
Right.
we actually need to think about meaning as a spectrum.
Okay.
So just like light has a spectrum of colors, human emotion and communication also has a spectrum.
Interesting.
And so spectral binary tries to capture that.
So how do you actually do that? How do you capture the whole spectrum? It's one thing to say it, but how do you actually make that happen?
Right. So the way they do it is they actually assign a decimal value to every letter, number, punctuation mark.
What? Wait, so every letter like A, B, C, D has a number.
Has a decimal value, yeah, between 0.00 and 1.00.
Okay, so what does that mean? So like what's A?
So, for example, A might be something like 0.02,
Okay.
and that represents like a spark or something beginning.
Okay.
M might be something like 0.62,
Okay.
and that's more like memory or morning.
Oh, wow.
And then like T could be like 0.97,
Okay.
which is like threshold or finality.
Wow, so the placement of the letter in the alphabet doesn't have anything to do with.
No, not necessarily. It's more about like the feeling or the concept that the letter evokes.
Fascinating. So you're saying it's not just the literal meaning of a word, but
Exactly.
the emotional kind of undercurrent behind it.
Yeah, like the frequency, the emotional frequency of that
It's
letter.
like music.
Exactly. Like you can think of language as like a musical score.
Yeah.
Words are like chords,
Right.
and sentences are like these emotional
Oh,
waveforms.
that's such an interesting way to think about it. And I love that you brought up music because that makes so much sense to me. I mean, you think about like a minor chord, it evokes a certain feeling. And
Exactly.
a major chord evokes a different feeling.
Totally. And so just like music can convey emotion without even using words,
Yeah.
language can also convey emotion.
Beyond just the literal definition. That's
Exactly.
wild. So, the article talks about this idea originating as a way to support neurodivergent individuals.
Yeah, that's one of the really cool things about this.
Yeah.
Neurodivergent people often experience communication and language in a different way.
Right.
And so spectral binary was actually developed as a tool to help understand and support that.
That's so cool. And now it's finding its way into all these other fields like music therapy, teaching,
Yeah, amazing.
coding even.
Yeah, it seems like it's applicable to so many different areas.
So what can it actually do?
Well, the article says it can do pretty much anything.
Pretty much anything that's a bold claim.
Right, but they give some pretty cool examples.
Okay, like what?
So, for example, it can decode binary code,
Okay.
ASCII code, hexadecimal code.
Right, the stuff that computers use.
Exactly, but it doesn't just decode the literal meaning.
Yeah.
It can actually decode the emotional tone and even the metaphorical content.
Wait, so you're saying that even computer code can have emotion?
That's the idea. It's like even in this very logical, structured system,
Yeah.
there's still this underlying emotional layer that spectral binary can tap into.
That's crazy. I never thought about it that way. So you could look at a piece of code and kind of get a sense of the programmer's state of mind
Yes, heck.
when they were writing it.
Yeah, like were they feeling stressed? Were they feeling joyful?
Wow, that's fascinating. What else can it do?
It can also be used to interpret poetry and song lyrics.
Okay.
So you can actually analyze the emotional arc of a song or a poem line by line.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always felt that music and poetry are very emotional forms of expression.
Absolutely. And this gives you like a really precise way to track those emotional shifts.
Yeah, and see how they kind of build on each other throughout the piece.
Exactly.
That's cool. What about more everyday communication, like emails or text messages?
Yeah, it can do that too.
Really?
So you can analyze the emotional subtext of like news headlines,
Oh, wow.
tweets, DMs.
That's interesting because sometimes you read something and you're like, I don't know if I trust this or I feel like there's something else going on here.
Yeah, exactly. And spectral binary can help you kind of pinpoint what that is.
Like it's reading between the lines.
Exactly. It's like an emotional X-ray for language.
I like that. So you were talking about how each letter has its own kind of emotional frequency.
Right.
Can you give us some more examples of that? Like, how does that actually work in practice?
Yeah. So, They gave the example of the phrase, the heart breaks.
Okay, classic heartbreak.
Right. And so if you look at that phrase through the lens of spectral binary,
Yeah.
it's not just a statement of fact. It actually becomes like a soundtrack of emotional movement.
Wow.
You can almost feel the ebb and flow of the emotion
Just based on those letters.
based on the spectral values of those letters and how they interact with each other.
That's so cool. I mean, it really changes how you think about language.
Totally.
It's not just these like static symbols on a page.
Yeah, it's like it's alive, it's dynamic.
It's got this whole other dimension to it.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So the article also mentions this thing called tone thread.
Oh, yeah, tone thread.
What is that?
So tone thread is like a live demo of spectral binary,
Okay.
and it's available in the ChatGPT store.
So people can actually try this out.
Yeah, you can actually go and play with it.
Cool. So what does it do?
So basically, you input any text,
Okay.
and tone thread will analyze it and tell you the underlying emotional tone.
So not just like happy or sad.
No, it's much more nuanced than that.
Okay.
It's about like the degree of certainty, the level of warmth, the difference between like genuine warmth and maybe like masked warmth.
Wow.
So it can really pick up on those
That's
subtleties.
interesting because so much of our communication is nonverbal, right?
Totally.
Like when you're talking to someone in person, you can read their body language, their facial expressions, their tone of voice.
Yeah, you get all those cues.
But when you're just texting or emailing,
Yeah.
you lose all of that.
Exactly.
So Tone Thread is kind of trying to bring that back in a way.
Yeah, it's like it helps you feel the space between the
I
lines.
like that. So why does this work? Why is spectral binary effective?
Well, the article talks about how language isn't just fixed, it actually resonates.
Resonates.
Yeah, like it carries emotional frequencies within it.
Okay.
And so spectral binary is tapping into those frequencies.
Interesting.
And the idea is that meaning isn't static.
Yeah.
It's not just in the fixed words, it's actually in motion.
Meaning in
Yeah,
motion.
meaning in
I
motion.
like that.
And that motion is driven by emotion.
So it's taking into account the fact that we're not robots.
Exactly.
We're
Yeah.
humans with feelings, and those feelings influence how we communicate.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the words we use, it's about the energy, the vibe behind those
The
words.
subtext.
Yeah, the subtext.
So the article talks about spectral binary being applicable across cultures,
Yes.
moods, moments, all different kinds of text.
It seems to be very versatile.
Like Shakespeare to Instagram captions to even raw data.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So it's not limited to just one specific type of language or
Yes,
communication.
exactly. It's about like a fundamental layer of meaning.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So what are some of the ways that this could actually be used in the real world?
Well, in schools, for example,
Yeah.
it could be used to teach emotional literacy.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know, help kids understand their own emotions and the emotions of others.
And how those emotions are expressed through language.
Exactly. And it could also be used to foster creativity.
Yeah, because it's such a different way of thinking about words. It could really open up some new avenues for expression.
Absolutely.
What about therapy?
Yeah, therapy is another area where it could be really helpful.
Yeah.
Therapists could use it to track their clients' emotional tone over time.
Okay.
You know, see how it shifts and changes.
And that could reveal patterns or underlying issues that maybe the client isn't even aware of.
Exactly. It's like it gives you this deeper insight into what's going on beneath the surface.
That's powerful.
Oh.
What about more creative fields like songwriting or digital art?
Oh yeah, that's where it gets really exciting.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to translate your emotions directly into music or art.
Like turning feelings into frequencies.
Yeah, like a direct connection between your inner world and your creative output.
That's wild. I mean, that could completely change how we create art. What
Totally.
about AI?
AI is another huge area where this could have a big impact.
Yeah.
You know, imagine AI assistants that can actually understand your emotional state.
That would be a game changer.
Yeah, like right now, AI is mostly focused on the literal meaning of what you're saying.
Right.
But with spectral binary, they could actually start to pick up on the nuances of your tone.
And respond accordingly.
Exactly. So it could be like talking to someone who really gets you.
That would be amazing. So
Okay.
it's not about replacing our current ways of understanding language.
You're
It's about adding to them
Exactly. It's about enriching our understanding.
and making us more aware of the emotional currents that are always flowing beneath the surface.
Yeah, it's like it's giving us a new set of ears.
I love that. So this has been a really mind-blowing deep dive.
It has.
I mean, it really makes you think about all the hidden messages that we're sending and receiving all the time,
Totally.
especially in this digital age where So much of our communication is text-based.
Yeah, it's like there's this whole other layer of meaning that we're just starting to tap into.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that language is more than just words.
It's emotion, it's energy.
Exactly, and by understanding the emotional frequencies of language.
We can communicate more effectively.
Absolutely.
And we can also understand ourselves and others better.
And maybe even create some amazing new art and technology along the way.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
So I encourage everyone listening to go check out Tone Thread.
Yeah, it's a great way to experience spectral binary firsthand.
Play around with it, see what you discover.
Yeah, and let us know what you think.
Maybe it'll change how you see the world.
Maybe it will.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into spectral binary.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep exploring.
Keep diving.